Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of BH Sales Kennel Cup Holistic Healing, all of Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans, and my YouTube channel here. And this is actually a quick snippet while I'm in between doing my getting ready to do some videos for you all over the workouts for geriatrics, and I had to share this with you. Those of you that joined the show, you know my two cats, Brady and Brody. This is actually Brody. That's kind of half asleep with me. There you are, buddy. Say hello to everybody. We just finished a little meditation session together, and I've talked about before how my cats join me pretty much daily in meditation and nightly, because I meditate several times a day. And they have free range of the house. And we affectionately call Brody and his brother Brady, but Brody's pretty much the little emperor that runs the whole household, I would say, in a very good way. So I wanted to get him on camera, and he kind of woke up just a second ago. And I'll put my ugly mug back on here for a second. I'll try to hold this up because I'm improvising in between a set. I wanted to make sure I got this on camera, so I'll kind of do this here for a second and do that. Okay, real quickly for a few minutes, just off the cuff, heart brain coherence, chakras, meditation, and animals, especially the animal kingdom. This made me flash in and out. Seth and I have talked about this with his own cat Venus before. Seth Lee Brzezinski, who leads us every Tuesday at freedomsnap.org at our coherence meetings. This cat Venus is always on camera pretty much, and always in proximity to him. It's so cute and it's so sweet and it's so dear. And he exchanged, Seth, a couple of anecdotes about Venus's habits. Kind of like the theme of our meditation session of habits, and he was just sharing about his cat, Venus. My two cats, my brother cats, Brady and Brony, have all kinds of idiosyncrasies that come with the species of cats. Cats are very mystical, the history throughout the world. Cats, emperors, holding them in high regard. But the coherence and the calming effect. Those of you that are pet owners, you know, I'm preaching to the choir. And those of you that even aren't necessarily animal lovers, if you have an appreciation for all the gifts we have on this planet that hopefully we're working real hard to change and preserve and keep that way. There's so many wild animals and domestic animals, or should be, you know, shelters are full of them, all these weather patterns. It's pretty tough on the animals, too. So we adopted these guys. They're 16 years old. We had two brother cats before that. They're 18 years. So the last 34 years of my life, I've had cats. So four old brother cats. And a quick joke, and I'll segue out here. Good friend, Dr. June Chambeau, who was on my show from Holistic Actions, and Jeff Feynman way back. I'm hearing a lot more about them at my Ada's Animal page. I want to get back to trying to make a daily effort of talking about animals and their needs as well, as always. But what we've been doing, the cats and I, is I've been trying to reach out in my meditations. I'm gifted with holographs, and I've talked about that. I can see, I see dead people, the old movie, I don't see dead people, but when I close my eyes, I can usually vision to some degree whatever it is I'm trying to concentrate on. It's more silhouetted, and I've talked about that before. It's like the old radio serials from the 40s, and no, I wasn't born yet, I was born in 54. But fine-tuning a radio, you know, you're not quite on the station, there's a little static, and you're still tuning it in. Same with the onset of the televisions that I often equated to back in the day, 54, when I was born and coming up to the 50s. TVs were still a novelty, especially in most homes, even though at that time they'd been around 15 years, 10 years, whatever. So you used to turn them on, and usually one manufacturer, I think it was RCA, that made most of all televisions, whatever models were available in the infancy, they were made by basically two manufacturers, RCA being the main one, I believe. Regardless of that factoid, when you turned them on, there used to be a white dot that could take anywhere up to 10 to 15 minutes to actually engage the picture of whatever show, sporting event, or whatever you were watching to come in to focus. And then the old joke was with the rabbit ears and putting tinfoil to help accentuate the vertical hold and the horizontal hold. It turn your head a little bit sideways. I think that's Red Skelton on the Red Skelton Hour. Whatever, back in the day, joking on. My holographic capabilities are somewhat like that. So we're reaching out to the angel Ariel. And I know from the imagery that's out there on, you know, the World Wide Web about what Ariel looks like. I've never had the pleasure yet of talking or meeting Ariel. I believe I've been spoken to. We'll get to that at another show. But we're honing in on Ariel, the protector of the angel is the protector of nature and animals, if you didn't know that. So I just wanted to sneak this little snippet in here because, as they often do, they come into my office. It's an open door. And I was in the middle of doing something else, and sometimes they're hard to get on camera. So I wanted to take advantage. So here's Brody and myself finishing our midday meditation, one of the many. And I'll see you guys at the shows a little bit later, and we'll continue talking. Share what you have with your pets. Those of you that are pet owners obviously do know that. But never forget the animals. So we'll be talking much more about the animals. We humanoids, and we kind of extract and exclude all the other cohabitants of the planet. This is for human beings and animals. Peace, everybody. I'll see you at the shows. Bye-bye for now. May God bless.